Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know what a pound of sliced ham, a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, a pack of napkins, a store-made salad all have in common?
Plastic.
Yeah. But heaven forbid you take it home in a plastic bag.
That is just the most true Presley thought you can think
what
of.
Are you
really
talking?
Or
so
have
dumb.
A plastic straw.
Plastic.
It's just a plastic
bag. A pound of sliced ham comes in a plastic bag. So does a loaf of bread. A gallon of milk comes in a plastic container. A pack of napkins is a plastic wrap.
Yeah.
But you can't take it home in a plastic bag?
Or you have to pay extra for the bag in some places.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just that people throw fits about plastic bags sometimes.
Okay, people do. People throw a lot understand. Of fits about that.
Yeah. Or
save
straws.
The turtles.
Straws. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
everything else
is
in plastic.
I know that it's a different type of plastic, but the Save the Turtles thing is just so funny to me. Like, no, we can't use plastic straws. We have to have paper straws in our plastic cups.
Yes.
Right.
Because
it's
more
plastic
in the cup.
Oh, look, we're having water, being healthy, in our plastic.
Yeah.
That's accepted.
Yeah. Well, I guess that makes more sense now. I always forget when you go to Whole Foods, too, they charge you for paper bags, which is
that's
annoying.
Why I don't go to Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's a dumb situation, but no, all this talk about food is making me hungry.
We should eat. Almost like it was a good transition.
Today's a very exciting day.
I'm excited.
This is not sponsored or anything, but I saw this on TikTok. It's from a company called Willy, like W-I-L-L-Y, Willy Wacky Snacks. And they basically, you can go to this website and you can order, there's a ton of different snacks from all over the world on there. You can order it and they ship it to your house.
I'm
so
excited.
I have... Yes. Quite a few snacks that we're going to be trying today. And we're going to be just, you know, talking and rating the snacks. And then I guess we'll see at the end which ones are our favorites.
Let's do it.
I have some that sound pretty good. Have some that don't at all. So let me get everybody's plates and napkins and we'll get ready for our little appetizers.
You have plates and napkins?
Appetizers.
Am I allowed to do ASMR? Or?
No.
Oh, please don't.
We don't want people
I'm doing
to...
it.
Get scared.
Hi, welcome to Shmev's Kitchen today.
Hi.
What are we going to have Shmev's Kitchen here? With Rachel Ray.
Here's your,
I'll have the variety pack.
You know what I'm really curious about is to see if these snacks are actually popular.
In other countries?
In other countries, yeah. Like if this is like a Snickers bar for us.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know where Snickers is popular. I assume most places.
I do have a couple Snickers bars.
I'm excited for those because I like Snickers. And if it's just a little twang on things.
I'm excited to try it because I'm actually not a huge Snickers fan.
Are we rating these?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
Okay. 1 to 10, and then Evan is our list.
Whatever, we're going to do what Zach does.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we get fancy.
Okay, we actually have. I didn't want to do that, but now
I'm not doing it.
I hate doing this.
It's a bib.
You're
a messy
guy. Zach looks like a bib. Look at him.
What?
It's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
You look cute and cuddly.
If there's one thing I think about Zach. He looks like a bib.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we ready for our first snack? Let me put a couple on your plate and we'll try them all.
I look like a bib.
Same time. You don't.
Okay.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Don't think about it too much. I went down on his list.
By the way, here's a little card if y'all just want to pass it around and see. That's Willy Wacky Snacks card.
Maybe we should tag
it. Scan
the
QR code.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. Our first snack, this is one I showed them, so we'll just start with this. This is Doritos Golden Cheese from Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Right. So.
So I wonder what the difference is golden cheese versus the nacho cheese we have here.
I'm not going to lie. I think this one is going to taste very similar to what we have.
This is probably just the equivalent.
We'll sniff.
So Taiwanese cheese.
That just smells like Doritos.
I can't remember the last time I had a Dorito.
It actually has been a minute.
It's good.
It's been a little bit.
I'll wait for everyone.
Yes, we have to wait for everyone to get their chip.
I hate waiting.
Okay.
All right.
Hold the chip.
Ready?
Ready? And go.
Oh. That's more flavor than I expected.
That's actually pretty good.
Okay, so
very similar to what we have, but
this is very similar to nacho cheese.
It is, but it's a different, like, tang.
I was gonna say it's more mild. It's a bit more tame. I mean, we're eating a Doritos. It feels slightly healthier because it feels slightly more natural because it tastes like mild cheddar cheese.
I think this is definitely cheddar cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
this
makes
is
sense.
A mild cheddar cheese, not sharp. Don't try licking it.
I want some. Let me get some more of that. Let me get a full.
Are you licking the Dorito? I'm
trying to get that flavor.
Oh, you should try eating it.
I did.
I want any more of that.
I'll take one. Oh, you know what I think is weird?
Interesting.
There's actually not a lot.
No, there's not a lot of seasoning
on the chip itself.
No, it's not. I wish there was a little more. It's very mild and subtle. It's not overwhelming.
Now, I know these are from Taiwan and all, and they're Doritos, but I wonder how the ingredients differ. I know we can't read them.
Yeah, we can't.
Well, let me see.
And a different. Oh, I forgot. Do you speak Mandarin? Wait, do they speak Mandarin? Or is it...
I don't know if it's Mandarin or if Taiwanese is. I don't think that's the language. Isn't that just the people? Taiwanese.
Okay. Yeah, I think. Is this happening to y'all? The more I eat them, the less like flavor I get.
It kind of is. Yeah. Originally, I actually liked it a lot, but then it kind of after each chip, it kind of went down a little bit. I still think it's pretty good. I still gave it a good score. And then also, I guess
I'm trying to think if for some reason I went to the store and I saw these and I'm like, okay, I'm getting that full bag because I feel like that's just something like maybe you're having a party or something. You're trying to get a variety. You're like, oh, okay, some people like those. I'll get those.
I don't think that's
a mainstream type chip.
No,
so, again, it's very much if you think that, you know, maybe some Doritos are too overwhelming or too strong or too whatever, like,
yeah.
Again, just very mild.
There's like nothing on natural. It.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I don't feel bad eating them.
I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's great. And for that reason, I'm gonna give it a six.
A six.
Oh, okay.
I almost said five, but I think it's a little better than mediocre.
I thought it was actually pretty good the first trip, but I agree. After a few, it definitely wasn't as good. I still thought they were pretty decent though. I gave it a seven.
If, like, 10 is the best snack I've ever had.
And 1 is the worst.
And 1 is the worst.
Or it doesn't necessarily... Just 10 is, like, your ideal perfect snack. 1 is, like, an awful snack.
I'm gonna give these, like, a 6.5. Because I'm on the same thing with Shmev.
6.5.
Okay. Like, I don't think it's quite a 7, but I do like them better than normal Doritos.
That's exactly what I was
going to say.
If
we're doing halves, I'm going to do 6.5.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
6.5.
There's a certain tang to it that I like.
I think it's better than normal Doritos.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know about that either. But
I don't like how strong normal Doritos are, and that's a little more mild, and I like the flavoring a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like these a lot less than normal Doritos.
You do. Preston, what's your score?
I'm going to give it a 4.
4.
Okay. That might get me another,
Yeah.
So,
can I have one more?
No.
So, out of 50, what is... Or actually, let's just do
I was going to weigh at the end, Yeah.
Okay, so overall...
I actually hid the, it's tallying up. I hid the thing, so not even I see till the end.
Cool. So overall, kind of mediocre for all of us, a little more for some.
I thought it was still pretty decent. It's not the best, but you know what? There are a lot worse chips out there. There are a lot worse.
All right, for the next one, do y'all want one?
Crinkle it up. Don't let the air get to it.
Do y'all want one that, might be gross or one that sound bad.
I want to do more mild to extreme as we get later on.
There's not a whole lot that are really that extreme.
Okay. Well, whatever you think. Okay.
Yeah. We trust you.
Let's do this one.
And apparently the people of Taiwan.
So this one, let's see here.
Oh, it's a Lay's chip.
This is from Taiwan also.
Okay.
This is Kobe beef chip. Kobe beef. And look at the bag. Feel that.
Whoa.
It's very different than the rest of them. It's different looking.
So it's like a bag of kettle chips. Is that what they are, kettle?
It might be, actually. It looks...
But it's kind of
they don't look thin and crispy.
So, Kobe... So it's...
That's why.
So it tastes like steak or beef is what it's supposed to taste like.
I think it's supposed to taste like Kobe beef.
It just smells like potatoes,
honestly. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that these aren't going to have a lot of seasoning.
There's like nothing on that. Well, maybe a little. Potato chip. A little.
Okay. I'm going to wait.
I don't think these are kettle.
Yeah, well, these are similar to kettle.
That's an interesting smell. It's mild. It smells kind of... All right, we got... Okay.
Whoa.
That is different. I gotta sit on this.
Oh, that's I like that.
Hold on. That's weird.
I like that.
Hold on. There's a lot going on in my mouth right now.
Whoa.
Wait, bizarre. Do I like that? Hold on.
I know, you have to wait. This is strong.
This actually is really strong.
There looks like there's no seasoning, but this is strong.
You know what that kind of tastes like to me? That kind of tastes like if they were to come out with an A1 chip.
Yes, it does.
That's what it tastes like. A1 sauce.
I was going to say, it kind of tastes like A1 or kind of, not exactly soy sauce, but kind of more like soy sauce-ish.
Soy sauce and A1 sauce blended.
I like that. I think that's good. I think that's surprisingly flavorful.
This is like...
It is very flavorful.
I've never quite had a chip like this.
I haven't either.
Am I going to get cancer from any of these?
Dude, everything is like... What's that fancy word that people use that...
Phthalates?
That is like, oh, it's a cancer thing to eat.
I don't know.
Is that hermaphrodite?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We don't use big words.
Never mind. I like it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It is very unique. It's very different, and if you like big, bold flavors, it really tasted like steak sauce.
I am so surprised that I like that. I didn't think that was going to be a very good one.
So this is Kobe beef.
Kobe beef from Taiwan.
To the side.
I mean, it definitely tastes like steak.
Yeah, they hit the nail on the head with the flavor, too.
They did.
I'm between two numbers.
Okay, the more I'm eating it, the more I'm getting used to the flavor, which is kind of like what happened with those. As you keep eating it, it gets less boomy. I'm going to give it...
It does? Okay, then here, hand me a few more.
Yeah, it might change your opinion if you're a little lower like I was at first.
I've got a number.
7.5.
I'm going to go with 7. I almost went to 8.
So not 7.5, just 7?
7.
Yeah.
Layton's going to
7.5. I'm probably going to be halves this whole time.
We can do 0.5.
Yeah, we can.
I'm going to do 6.5.
I'm going to give that a 7.
There's a lot of flavors that I don't get, and I don't like it. But I have to give that credit for how much that does actually taste like
very beef. Yeah.
It tastes really good, yeah.
It tastes like if you were to dip a chip into A1.
I thought it was too much at first.
I did too.
But now that I'm used to it.
I still kind of mildly think that. It's a little too much. But I really like what they were
going for. I finished mine, and it's still hanging out.
Cool. Cleanse the palate.
I will say they do get some points.
What do you give it?
I guess, accurate to what they're saying. I mean, it doesn't taste like steak, but it tastes like steak sauce.
Yeah.
And it's, it's very strong, very different. I don't really like it, though. I'm giving it a 3. I do not think that's very good.
Okay. Darn.
That's fair.
So everybody liked that one more than the bold. Previous one, except for me.
All right, so we'll do the next one. I want to switch it up, do a little sweet.
Oh, okay.
Do we want a chocolate or like a more fruity thing?
Ooh, fruity, please.
Okay.
Zach, you might like this
one.
I love chocolate.
Where's this one from?
Is it zesty?
These.
I love fruit snacks.
Are Skittles squishy clouds?
Oh my gosh!
So down.
And this is from the UK.
Really?
Yes!
Okay, so we can actually read some ingredients.
Smell.
Here,
Layton, you like these?
Oh, yeah.
Dump them on.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Thanks.
Right. That is going to be good. I'm already telling you right now, that's going to be a high number for me.
I'm curious about this because I actually don't like Skittles, but I'm curious about this.
Yeah, I need a yellow.
Oh, what the heck?
This is very squishy.
It's just a squish.
Oh, I should wait.
What is this?
Alright, here we go.
Okay. Go. Very chewy.
Oh, yeah.
Squishy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That is, that's pretty good. If there was one thing right off the bat I wish it wasn't as gummy.
I was going to say.
And more like a Sour Patch Kid texture.
That's a little too gummy.
Just bite right through it.
I was going to say, these are very hard to chew.
Yeah. That was strawberry. I like grapes. Let's see how the grape is.
The lemon one actually wasn't bad. And I don't really like Skittles.
Their nutrition shows energy.
Is if they mix, like, a lifesaver with a peep.
Okay. That grape to me is nasty.
Maybe I need to try. Okay, the strawberry one is the best one. I just had a pink one. That one's strawberry's actually good.
I like the grape.
I didn't mind the grape, I don't think.
I don't like the grape one.
Hit me with your grape, more? Baby. Baby!
Did you have strawberry?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to eat? I had strawberry and lemon. I just want grape.
Okay. Strawberry's fantastic.
The strawberry is really good. The lemon was okay. Let me try the grape.
I need to try lemon.
Are you really liking that?
Okay, so you guys probably know I'm a huge gummy guy.
Yeah.
Love some gummies. I'm like DK Metcalf. You know? But I don't know. There is something a little weird about that.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather have, say, a lifesaver than choose those in a store.
I think if they were to, like I said, actually, if those were, like, sour and you could bite through it like a Sour Patch Kid, yeah. I think those would be fantastic.
This thing's got 4 grams of protein.
So, oh, my God, that's immediately where Presley goes.
That's breakfast every day now.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to be more nutritious.
I 100% agree with you on that. The strawberry I thought was actually really good. The lemon I thought was decent, all right. That grape I thought was nasty, too. That grape was not
that's
good.
That's weird. I liked the
grape. Is there
grape.
A lemon in there? Another lemon?
There
is.
The grape was the purple. The lemon, one, right? I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
The lemon was not bad. It's not great, but it wasn't bad.
I have a rating.
Yeah, lemon's right. Fine.
Yeah, lemon's fine. Okay, so my rating, just because I went last time, I gave it a 5 because flavors, I thought strawberry was great, lemon all right, grape was awful. My main thing against it is the texture. It should not be exactly. That hard to chew.
Yeah.
It's that really knocked it down. If it was a better texture, this could easily be like a 7 or so.
Yeah. 5.5.
5.5.
For those reasons, but I liked it probably a little more than you.
I'm going 5, too.
5, okay.
I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's great. I agree with the texture thing. If the texture was different, that might be like a 7 or 8 for me. The taste, besides the grape, pretty solid.
This might be a little controversial, but this is like my ideal candy. I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8? Oh, wow. Okay.
If you love it, go for it.
I could definitely see why people would like it.
It was a little too chewy.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Skittles clouds, squishy clouds.
Oh. I was gonna say they are. Should we
from
start
the UK.
Like
it says, squishy and soft, like and airy. They achieved what they were going for.
That is true.
It's
yes.
Kind of like I said, it's like a lifesaver and a peep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very airy.
I like that we're displaying that. All of these.
I give it a 5.
You give it really? A 5.
I love gummies. That's not quite up to par.
What's funny is that all of us had basically the exact same thoughts, except for Presley, which is the exact same thing with the last one. We all had the same thing. And they're like, eh.
It's probably going to be at least one that we all love.
I hope so. But you know what? That one wasn't bad. I'd say the texture needs to be taken care of and that grape. But if it's just the strawberries, I could get down with
the strawberries. Yeah, I could eat a whole bag of the strawberry. Yeah. That was good.
That was good.
All right. Next, do we want something sweet again or a chip
again?
Let's
do something sweet again, then do another chip.
How about them chocolates, man?
Now that I'm on a sweet.
I'm in the mood for
the
chocolate.
Chocolates, all right.
Chocolate sounds good.
Sweet I have chocolate. Two types of Snickers from different country.
I'm excited.
And I'm gonna go with this one first because I'm kind of excited for this one.
I am.
Go with the one that's furthest away from
this
Europe.
This is Snickers Berry Whip.
Berry Whip.
Are we gonna have to cut this?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This is from India.
Oh,
India. Okay.
Snickers Berry Whip. Go ahead and rip that thing open.
Oh, I'm gonna.
and don't bite into it. We have to share that.
I love berry flavored things. Just so peach. I have high expectations for this.
Just snap it.
Oh.
Zach is really into this.
I will say it's kind of weird there's no like berry coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are they getting the berry whip?
Well, I think that's kind of a thing that's
nougat?
I think that's something that's more common in places that's not the U.S. because other places aren't as big in like food dyes.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah, just I can have the smaller half.
Oh, I'm trying to be fair.
It smells great.
Just dump it on there.
Snickers is one of Evan's least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I've never been a Snickers fan. So
let's see if it makes it better.
Wow, this actually really does kind of taste like strawberries and whipped cream.
Mmm.
I don't like it. Mmm. I would not want to get this.
The berry comes later.
It does.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm getting it now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
That's where it tastes
Snickers,
like a
though?
Snickers, but then it does have like a creamy
and I'm a big
strawberry
Snickers
aftertaste.
Person.
This is in India?
Yeah. Snickers is my favorite candy bar.
I have my rating.
That's a 4.
That's a 4, Layden. Explain.
I'm very
yourself.
I'm not
disappointed in this, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. The berry is, it just tastes weird to me.
Yeah.
It tastes weird.
The berry doesn't hit you right off the bat.
No.
It comes later, like Prusty said.
I just think it's weird. I don't know how to describe it. It just doesn't taste real at all, obviously.
I'm going with Layton, too. I'm going with a four.
Four.
Presley, what were your thoughts?
I actually really liked it. I'm just not a big Snickers person in general.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say it's like a middle-of-the-road candy. I like that it's different. I'll give it a five.
A five. It's only a little bit better.
Yeah, I would actually take that if I had the choice in America over... I would take that over a regular Snickers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. What'd you say?
Zach,
five.
What were your thought process on it?
I'm just going to tell you right now. That is a 9 out of 10 for me.
Okay, really? That was so. Why was it that good?
Okay, so you gotta understand. I love Snickers. It was my snack of choice, at, like especially the baseball fields when you go to concession between the games. Yeah. Always got a Snickers, and I love like berry and strawberry stuff. The nougat with strawberry. I was so excited for it, and it lived up to my expectations. Right. That was delicious.
I was gonna say it is kind of unique how, at least for me, it tasted like a normal Snickers when you first bit into it, but the longer you chewed. And the more aftertaste, it became stronger and stronger with strawberries and cream. It's kind of that's the aftertaste you have.
Tasted so fake.
It does. I will say the aftertaste. I was actually originally going to rank it a little bit higher, but you're right. It does kind of leave like a more fake strawberry.
Like if I had the whole bar, I think I'd end on like I don't want to have that.
Yeah, no, I would say I still liked that a little bit better than the Skittles though. So I'm gonna put that a 5.5.
Presley's stomach.
My stomach is confused.
Oh, we're gonna die.
You know, I'm curious. You know how?
Oh my.
Have you guys heard like that the UK and pretty much every other part of the world doesn't allow a lot of ingredients that we do in America?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I wonder even if just looking at a Snickers, which I assume is made by the Hershey's company, right?
I don't think so, actually.
Oh, is it not?
I don't think so.
Is it Mars?
Probably Mars.
Mars.
Because they own
Mars
everything.
Mars own everything,
but
yeah.
I was just wondering if we look at the ingredients, if there was anything like, you know, hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's one, but... I'm not seeing
some gasoline or anything in there.
Like, I can't. There's not a single thing in here that I can't pronounce.
That's a good
sign.
Yeah. Dextrose is one thing that's not very good for you. But
dextrose is a sugar.
Yeah.
So,
I did not know that.
I mean, these have
anything
a lot.
Anything that's like an ose that ends in that, it's a sugar.
I don't trust any of the oses.
Yeah, well, it's just, they're sugars.
It's so fascinating. Like, you wonder how much crap is in our food that we're just so used to.
Yeah, you know that.
I haven't eaten snack food in a long time.
You know what? I'm weird. Instead of a 5.5, I'm giving it a 6. I actually thought that was not bad.
Okay,
it's fair enough.
This has sweet potato, carrot, and radish in it.
50 grams of sugar.
No, so that means so that makes it. Oh, for that one, yeah.
I'm excited. So I'm excited for this next one.
Okay.
Because this is one of my favorite snacks here. Okay. Just the normal kind. No.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I love this snack. A little twist they put on it. So, it's Cheetos.
Oh.
But it garlic shrimp.
Oh!
This is going to be amazing or bad.
Where is it from?
Taiwan again. A lot of these have been from Taiwan.
Man,
we need to go to Taiwan.
Yeah, for real. They have all of the chips over there.
Yeah, they all that.
Let me see the front.
That's
closer. You're opening it in front of the mic is what I was saying.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, wow.
There.
Oh, and from your last excerpt, it's Cheetah Toes. You figured that out, right?
Cheetah Toes
with shrimp.
That's probably not true.
Here's a note about Taiwan snacks. Their bags are hard to open.
They are secure. Man.
They gotta keep them what are those monkeys that are taking over Taiwan? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, like, guys, there's an actual, species of monkeys. Anyway.
It looks like
I don't know what
you're talking
about.
No, it smells like fish food.
Oh, no.
Hey, something else. Are all these...
Can I smell that?
Are all these...
Does it smell bad?
Are all these foreign foods? Is it mostly air?
Dog food.
Oh, no, it does.
No, I mean, like, are these bags full of air or are they filled to the top?
That's pretty full.
Okay.
That smells bad.
That smells like a fish market.
All right, so garlic, shrimp, Cheetos
We're
from Taiwan.
We are all trying it. Put them on there. There we go.
Oh! Layton, why'd you.
Well, there goes my napkin.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's just water.
Why does this kind of scare me?
No, put some more on there.
He's got to get his protein.
Okay, yeah. Zach, you cannot have that few. You need to have take some of mine because I got.
You
got
to get a good sample. Shrimp and what?
Garlic shrimp.
Garlic
shrimp. All right, y'all ready?
I'm ready. Not.
Okay. Oh, right. That smells three, so bad.
I might like this.
It smells so bad.
Three, two, one. Oh. I mean, not as bad as it smells.
Zach hates it.
This is really bad.
I'm going to keep eating it.
It's not good, but it because of the way it smelled, I expected to like almost throw up.
These remind me of Funyuns.
Yeah,
it does have a little onion. Yeah,
yeah,
little
Funyuns tasted the worst.
Yeah, now you say that, it really reminds me of Funyuns, and I actually don't like Funyuns.
I can't have any more. It's really bad.
He's got to chase it with Skittles. Yeah. That's the worst one yet. Yeah.
That is terrible.
That might be the worst.
I was truly not expecting to give anything a 1 out of 10.
Wow.
I think this is going to get a 1 from me. This tastes rancid. It truly does. I think I would rather eat fish food. Yeah. This is disgusting. No, it smells awful. It truly is like if someone wanted to create a Funyun, but just the worst possible Funyun. It's not a good flavor combination. This is, I
wouldn't
hate
that.
Dog. Zach, I'm assuming that a 1 out of 10 is what you're going with.
Can I go negative?
No.
No, it's 1. 1's a little.
I'm going to go just because it was a little better than I thought. Just because
that's
of how
bad.
It smelled. I'll go with... I go 3.
A 3? Okay.
Almost Parker a 2, Bros. But I'll give it a 3. Preston Layton, what's your rating?
Just looking at the front
Preston's
of this
is
just
out of
weird.
10.
2.5 or 3. I'm going to say... I'll say 2.5.
That's a strange picture. Like, this just...
2.5.
I feel like I'm in a dream.
I will say the labeling is kind of great.
This is the stuff you see in a dream.
Put
what's
it up
his name?
The camera.
Chester Cheetah? Chester Cheetah with a shrimp and some garlic. That's some fat shrimp.
Here, Presley, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't know why I can't stop eating it.
It's
you like
it? It's weird. I just want to have more of it.
I mean, I gotta give them points for creativity. I think the reason it's passing for me at all is it just tastes to me like a Funyun.
Just so you know, there's one that I think is going to be the absolute worst that's still in there.
Really?
Oh,
maybe worse
gosh.
Than that?
Yeah.
This is bad, but I can eat it.
So I'm assuming you want to save the bad one for later.
Yeah.
And not do it back to back.
I'd say don't make it the worst or the last, but make it close to
the end. Can you set this up on a duck?
set it up over
here. Alrighty. Next one.
So wait, no. But Presley never gave a ranking. Presley's opinion on this. All you said is that he keeps eating them because they taste like Funyuns.
They taste like Funyuns, and they smell worse.
A number, Presley.
I'm working on it. I give it a 3.
Okay. Oh, after all of that,
wow.
It's still a 3.
Okay.
So I think
it's
fair
it's
to say
good.
We all hated that one.
Yeah.
Some more than others.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But yeah.
I would call it bad.
It definitely shouldn't exist.
After the first two from Taiwan, I didn't think that one was going to be that bad.
Listen, Taiwan, I know we have, you know, the spicy Cheeto girls here, but
careful.
Whoever in your country is eating that has got to be 10 times
they
worse.
They got the garlic shrimp girls over there.
Yeah. Something to be said about that.
Let's do another another chip, and then we'll do something
take
sweet.
Take them, please. Oh, my gosh.
You got a lot, didn't you?
I do.
Mm. But there's 13. We've gone through 5.
I think I'm just hungry.
Give me a number 1 through 3. Is that?
3.
All right. Next is a pink bag.
Oh.
This is a Lay's chip. This is spicy crawfish.
Okay.
Oh.
More seafood.
Spicy.
Which, I have had spicy crawfish before. You know that kettle chip? They sell in the stores over here?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay. I might like it.
Where is that what country is that from? I mean, some Asian country. Is it Taiwan again?
China. Straight from China.
China.
This where's it from?
Another sealed bag again.
Probably because they have better plastic.
I wouldn't put your mouth in that.
back to my thought from earlier. They probably got better grade plastic.
That's kind of great. So, do you think that's actually like a conspiracy theory from that part of the world for us to like be concerned about this so we have worse plastic?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Steffi? Crawfish?
Okay, that's much better than the other
one. Yeah, this I feel like this is going to be decent.
Oh, I almost get a hint of cinnamon.
Better than, you can smell the kind of Cajun.
Were you guys?
I can already tell. This is going to be better than the
spicy crawfish.
It smells like your mom's spice cabinet.
I'm wanting to throw up from that, but I think this might help.
These look good.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, spicy crawfish.
What are you doing sniffing in his mom's spice cabinet?
Not his in particular, just a mom's spice cabinet.
Yeah, we've got an eye on you, buddy.
You already did. I'm low on your list.
We still have that list thing going on.
These look good.
I need more flavor, like, so I'll barbecue. Do two at a time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, they look like a normal Lay's chip.
Okay.
Getting like much more sweet than I am savory.
It's
though.
Very.
I will say it does kind of. Yeah. I see where you're getting the cinnamon from. It is
ready.
So sweet.
Yo. A little sweet.
That ain't it.
That's a powerful flavor with a smoky ending.
I like it better than the Cheetos.
It's better than the Cheetos, that's for sure.
Oh, no. Actually, Presley, I made fun of you just a few seconds ago. This is exactly what I imagine would happen if you threw all the spices in your spice cabinet on one chip.
Yeah, this is...
That's I don't think that's terrible.
It's not terrible, but... This I kind of agree with what you guys are saying about the spice cabinets. It's kind of like, all right, we're going to get this spice and that spice and this spice and that spice. And they put everything on the chip. It's too overwhelming for the tongue.
Ooh, a Foldy.
It doesn't really... I'm glad you found your Foldy. But it's kind of too overwhelming to where you don't just get like, oh, it tastes like this with something else. It's just kind
of... all of it.
It's very overwhelming.
At least that had a direction.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Honestly, it's kind of shocking to me that China has a fascination for Cajun-flavored chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's bad at all.
I was saying I was saying before this that in Ireland when I was there, like, there were certain things like that. There was prawn cocktail Pringles. Those were everywhere.
Wow.
Never tried them because I didn't really want to buy them. But that was a big thing.
Yeah. They're not bad, right?
Oh, you can have some of mine.
Oh. You got it.
I'll take his.
You gave him one. Got that. All right. I don't think they're that bad. They're not the greatest thing. Damn. I'm going to give them a solid 5, right in the middle.
Oh, a 5. Okay.
Right in the middle.
So that means that you also like it better than the Snickers bar.
I do.
Okay.
I was very underwhelmed by the Snickers.
The flavor is not fading as I'm eating it.
No.
Like, it's just...
they're still there.
So, Presley, what are your thoughts on this?
That actually kind of tastes like a crawfish. It's kind of weird.
I'm going to give that a 1.
That's your 1, okay.
I do not like that.
So that was the worst one so far for you.
For me, I mean, it might change depending on what's next, but...
oh, get ready.
That's not good.
You said get ready. All right,
my ratings have just slowly dropped off.
Really, yeah, you started up and then they just, yeah.
It's hard. I think I'm going to give that a 7.
Oh, you like that a lot, Ben.
Right? Because
that's actually tied for your second favorite with the Kobe beef chips.
Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising.
I don't respect your taste buds at all.
No, I really didn't think favorite. I'd like it after the first chip, but as I kept eating them.
Eating?
Oh, yeah, but no, I have the exact same opinion as Layton. I also gave it a 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You were spot on. Oh, what is that?
They give
that's
you a
very
freebie?
Small.
No, it was something that I ordered that I did not expect to be this small.
We can still eat it.
We can split it.
Is there multiple?
No, there's just one.
Oh.
$9. Did we all rank?
Yes.
Yeah, so I put a 3. Layton put a 3. Shmev, you put a 5. Presley put a 1. Zach put a 7.
I really like those, actually.
I'm going to save that one.
It was kind of surprising to me. It's very upfront and bold at first, which I didn't like on the first chip, but I'd probably eat that bag if I bought it.
All right. So, because we've had a couple that... some of us didn't like it all. Let's do one that I'm hoping is pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
Okay.
So, it is Oreo Peach Blossom.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Oreo Peach?
Peach Blossom is what it's
called.
And this is also from China. Zach's a big peach guy.
I am going to be disappointed if this is bad, because this looks great. Oh, there's like multiple only one packs. Is there two? Yes. We can share this.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you can give me just one or two to start out with.
I love Oreos, for the record.
Okay.
Oh.
These actually look really cool.
Oh.
Look at that.
Smell is ratchet.
What does that mean, dude?
Bad.
Ratchet?
Ratchet.
Do you mean
ratchet?
Rancid?
You said ratchet, dude.
Ratchet.
Did you mean rancid?
Oh, that does smell bad.
I said ratchet.
It doesn't smell bad to me. It smells like artificial flower.
What is that?
I see why it's the blossom.
They actually slapped a nutrition facts for
this
English.
This smells.
It smells like artificial flower.
I know
like
I've smelled
flower.
This before.
Hold on. I'm having like a really big flashback.
Zach's having flashback.
Peach
definitely.
Blossom.
I don't
it's
like
flower.
The smell. I just
okay.
need to taste.
I have to eat two.
Like
I have to have one where I just
hold
take
on.
A bite.
Ready?
Ready.
Set. Go.
Please be good.
Oh.
I can't get past that smell.
I like that.
That is terrible.
I don't like it.
I don't like that at all.
You don't like it?
It tastes like it smells.
Yeah, that might be my least favorite.
Holy I love moly. Oreos. This is disappointing.
I'm not a fan.
The cookie is... The cream, I think, is actually pretty good.
No.
The cookie... It tastes too fake. The cookie
this
tastes
is...
very artificial.
That is true.
Well, I mean, no, I understand I'm eating an Oreo. Like, I get that, but...
The more I eat it, the worse it gets.
Oh, he spit it
Are
out.
Are y'all getting that, too?
Yeah,
why'd you put it back in
good.
Your mouth after you spit it out?
No, it was a different...
Oh. It was a different bite.
Okay, I need...
Yeah, I was
I need,
expecting to like that.
I need to have some
yeah, that
two
was...
cents here. That
That's
smells
a one.
Like... And this is so specific, but for whatever reason, it brought me back to this memory. That smells like plastic bottle... Canadian Mist whiskey.
Oh. Interesting.
That's
smells
how
like plastic.
Big it tastes and smells.
Yeah, I'm done.
No, don't put that in there.
Okay.
Same. You know, I'm just going to put that over there.
I could throw that in a dumpster. I don't like that.
And you're right. It tastes
Dang.
So fake.
It tastes extreme.
Like someone sprayed it with Pledge.
It really
it
does.
Tastes like a chemical.
Yeah, it tastes like a chemical-y flower.
Yeah.
No, that's
maybe
what
that's
I mean.
Maybe that's what
that's
it is.
What are you doing, China?
That's a one.
That was bad.
That's a one, Schmeb. What
do you
saying?
Think?
I give it a...
Stereo?
Would
three.
You eat those, like, on your own accord?
I wouldn't go out and buy them, but if they were for some reason just at...
A party?
Like someone's party, like a party or something.
Oreos.
I would eat one or two.
I wouldn't even touch it.
I don't think they were bad.
So what would that be, like a four-ish?
I gave it a 3.5.
Three and a half.
It wasn't.
That's a one.
It wasn't great. It wasn't absolutely terrible. All right, to me.
Presley, what are you saying?
Smell was just so powerful.
I'm giving that a one.
Giving that a one. Okay.
Those Cheetos were better than
that. That was the worst rating.
I was gonna say to me, I still preferred that over the Cheetos. Cheetos were worse. But I'm trying. I gave it a two. Part of me is thinking, you know, and I will do 2.5, just because the cookie itself wasn't very good. The cream was still good to me. The cream was still good, just the cookie is what throws it off.
My stomach is going to be upset.
I might throw up later.
I might throw up. We might need to make a cut so I can get another bottle of water, because I'm already finished.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
We're going to cut.
Oh, I didn't realize. Cut.
All right, so yeah, we had to get some water real quick.
We had our waters. Thank you, Leighton, for some that. I know that we cut for that, but I needed water.
Some of us threw up. It's okay.
Nah.
Not yet.
Maybe. So we got another Snickers here. This one is from Brazil.
Oh.
And this is Snickers Lime.
Oh,
I'm yes. down Maybe. For this.
Maybe. It's green.
I am excited. From Brazil, and Brazil is green. You're right, that is tiny.
One of my favorite desserts is key lime pie, so I'm excited.
Oh, let me know. It looked smaller.
Can you
from
just break it up into five pieces?
We should have gotten like a knife.
My hands smell weird.
Yeah, probably.
It's going from shrimp to garlic to edible essence.
Oh, well, that's fine. I just need to smell every time just to help
His
me out.
His hand smells like a confused food truck. Okay.
A little strong on the lime, but you know what? Doesn't smell bad.
This smells pretty normal.
It does.
I'm excited.
And again,
all right, Brazil.
Please don't suck.
Ready, go. Set.
Don't suck.
Go.
Whoa.
I got the lime a lot quicker.
I got the lime quick.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Well,
that's not bad.
It's not bad. It is it's pretty just strong different. on the lime, gotta have but that. It's not bad.
As I already pick it up, we'll press it together.
It's just different. Chocolate and lime.
That's not bad at all.
No. What did I rate the berry?
The berry?
Didn't you give that a 3?
You rated a 5.
Mm. I'm going to give that a 4.
So you like the berry a bit more.
I like the berry more, but that is not bad, especially I'm give compared this a 5. To the other stuff.
So I think the lime is more zesty than it is sweet.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, I kind of appreciate that.
Citrusy.
I like that citrusy. Just to me, it's a bit too strong. The lime kind of overpowers everything else.
I give that like a 4. Okay. For me. I mean, the berry was hard to beat. That was a 9. That's the highest one I've rated so far.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's the highest anyone's rated anything so far.
I love that.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna give it the same that I gave it the raspberry. I'm gonna give it a 4.
Yo.
Okay. Yeah. So we're all 4s and 5s because I'm with Layton. I think that's a solid 5.
9 grams of protein.
Oh my gosh.
How?
All of a sudden, Presley's like, "Wait, bump it up a point."
Nice.
No,
it's a peanuts.
Yeah, the peanuts were good. I'll say it was a little.
Might throw up.
That was weird. It was a little too strong on the lime. But, you know, it was actually kind of nice that it wasn't too overly sweet, like how you were saying, Zach.
Yeah.
It really wasn't bad. If you love lime, you'd probably actually really like this.
Some of that other stuff's killing me, but yeah.
Okay, so all
much
of us...
Better than
where was that from?
Much better than the previous
That was from Brazil.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's do... we'll do another chip. Okay. Do we want... Do you want the bad one now or later?
We have 5 left.
Let's just do
left.
It now.
Just
we have
do
5.
It now.
Let's do it now. Okay, yeah. Let's get it out. So
get it over.
We've had plenty bad ones. Let's just go.
I'm kind of terrified. Is it from China again?
Oh, it is from China.
All bad ones are from China.
It is Lay's.
Not to be. Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh.
This is grilled squid.
Oh.
What?
Watch this be fantastic.
Hey, Layton, you never had squid. Here you go.
This is. I don't know if I can smell.
Do they grill squid?
There's a squid on it.
Wait, can I see? I have to see them. Oh my gosh.
It's a different kind of chip. It's like
does
ridges.
Does the camera see that? Does the camera see
my
that? That is
crying.
Hilarious.
I actually might. I feel like I'm going to throw out later.
Okay. Give me, please, no more than like 3 this chips.
Not good. I'll take 1.
Oh, isn't that bad?
That smells like B.O.
No, that's not what that smells like.
Not as bad as I was expecting, but yeah, I get what Shmev is saying. That smells like BO.
That smells worse.
The other one does smell
What worse. Is up with China's obsession with seafood?
Well, no, I will say that. The Cheetos smelled way worse than that. The Cheetos were way worse.
That's kind of neutral,
yeah,
actually.
Have...
Give me a couple.
Give me...
No?
Give me like 2.
Excuse me.
I was saying they're kind of wavy.
No,
I don't mind the smell.
Grilled squid.
Maybe I'm not getting it.
I don't like the smell. I don't. But compared to those Cheetos, oh my gosh.
Yeah, the Cheetos were the worst.
It's got a good crunch.
Alrighty, boys. So we're all gonna do it on 3, right?
It was nice knowing you.
Gas.
Alrighty, so everybody on 3. So we have 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Who's playing music? What in the world? You got a podcast going?
I'm serious. I might throw up later. My stomach is already very upset.
Yeah.
That was very.
Would you say bad?
Oh my gosh. That is bad. I don't feel good.
That is bad. It tastes. Definitely fishy, kind of rancid.
What is wrong with you?
Your palate is messed up. Messed up.
Oh, you're just disgusting.
Okay, I just want to point this out. Earlier, we were having the Lay's Kobe beef chips, and he was like, I haven't had snacks in so long. This is terrible. Now he's eating grilled squid Lay's.
I'd be interested to see what this does to me after the podcast, if I just start hating regular things.
It's all right. We'll vlog it.
Okay, so that was
I don't mind.
Pretty
this
bad.
One
I did not like it at all. Granted, I still think it was better than the Cheetos. Those Cheetos were so nasty.
Those were my least favorite so far.
Yeah, the Cheetos I thought were awful. No,
I like the squid a lot less.
No, I know that's what you're saying. I'm still talking. I hate it. No, I know I have to be sassy. No, the Cheetos were the worst. These were still really awful. So I'm going to give it a 1.5 because it is better, but not by much.
Actually, I'm with you on that. 1.5. It's edible.
It is edible. If I absolutely had to eat them, I could, but oh, that was not good.
Like, 1.5. I don't think you can force me to eat these Oreos or those Cheetos, but I could eat that if I absolutely had to.
I'll go with the one.
You're going with the one. Layton, myself, and Zach are 1.5.
Presley's still eating.
Presley's probably going to be like, yeah, there is
something wrong with you.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. I want you to describe it before you just give a number.
Yeah, okay. Why do you like them?
All right. I got to give them some credit for being different. But I guess in China, this is probably normal. I don't know why they're shaped the way they are. That's weird, first off.
Because it's supposed to be...
Well, it's like a Lay's wavy chip. Have you never seen, like, the Lay's wavy chips?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's the same shape.
It's the similar situation where that it smells like it tastes. And it's kind of neutral for me. I don't mind it. This was definitely worse.
Oreo.
Yeah, the Oreos were definitely worse.
And you hated the Lay's crawfish.
I hated the Lay's. I don't understand that.
So?
I don't mind this. I'm going to give this a 4.5.
Okay.
Wow.
No way.
No.
Wow.
I'm
okay. I would eat this.
Of course you would eat that.
All right. We are four remaining. Mm. And in my opinion, I think the worst ones are out of the way.
Okay.
I'm unless, fine with that. Unless the these just surprise me.
I don't want that near me.
Whatever one you think is going to be the best one, I want that one to be last. Whatever you think the best one will be.
Yeah, let's do this one. This one I actually have a little bit of hope for.
Okay.
This is, and I don't know why it's called late night, but it's called Doritos Late Night Chicken.
What?
So, late night. I don't know what that means, but... Yeah. Doritos late night chicken.
From where?
This is from Korea.
Oh yep. We're
South
gonna
Korea?
I didn't say.
Alright, from...
I'm burping.
From Korea.
So, in, say, South Korea, can you just find late night chicken? Is this a popular...
Guess so.
I mean, thing? Is it... I'm curious, does late night chicken, is that a specific type of chicken, or is that literally just getting chicken late at night?
Sounds like a...
Like, special. is it pretty Jimmy basic. Kimmel's chicken?
There
you go. Sounds like a special from, like, a food truck.
This is one of my favorite episodes.
Smells a little
this has been exciting. A ton of fun. Even the awful ones, I've loved this.
Oh, it kind of smells like barbecue, I think.
It smells like barbecue.
Let's see that.
Ready.
Yeah, these aren't bad.
Ready? Set. Go.
Ooh. Oh.
That's actually not bad.
No.
It's Whoa. Not.
What is that? There's a spice on it.
Like a sweetness.
Yeah.
It is a bit sweet.
May I have some more?
I will say, this... Now, there are a lot of the other flavors I've disliked more. Ooh. This one might be the strongest flavor, though. This is strong when you first eat it.
I don't know if I can keep eating stuff. I'm going to just go with the 4. I don't think it's that great.
You got a weak stomach.
I guess so.
This is very yummy. It's like a barbecue chip.
Yeah, this isn't bad.
It is like a barbecue chip. It's kind of more... So I guess this is just like Korean barbecue as a chip.
It tastes like a chip to me. Like one I've already had, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Like one that you could... Like you could see this being an American flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how there's like...
That's strong though.
Barbecue with pork and barbecue chicken?
Yeah.
This is like the barbecue chicken equivalent.
Like barbecue chicken chip?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, isn't that exactly what it's being...
I think it's just chicken. I don't think it's saying barbecue. I think it's just saying chicken. But that's what it tastes like to me.
Isn't that what Shaq says, barbecue chicken?
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue chicken.
Guys.
I really like that.
I think that's my favorite chip. I'm giving that an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
Dang, okay.
That's really... I'm shocked. I was worried that was going to taste terrible. I really like that.
That's an above average chip. I don't know if that would be like a go-to for me.
I know what it tastes like. You guys know the barbecue Frito twists?
Yeah.
It kind of tastes like that for me, but a little more flavor.
Yeah, for me, it didn't taste bad. In fact, it kind of tastes good. To me, that one's just, it's way too strong. There's so much stuff on there to where I actually thought that it was pretty good. I could only have a few chips, and my stomach's fine. Just my tongue can't handle it, so I just put a 5.
I'm going to go with the... I'm trying to think. I'm between 6.5.
Six and a half, okay. Presley?
He's like, I mean, I don't love it.
One.
Out of all of these, yeah, this is the first one.
Yeah, that's a one, but the squid isn't. Yeah. It's not my favorite, but I don't dislike it, so I'm going to say 6.
A 6, okay, yeah. Yeah, that one I thought wasn't bad. Okay. If it was a little less strong, I could see myself giving that one a 7 or so. Or maybe even an 8, like Zach said. I gave it a 5 just because it's too much. It's just too much.
Yeah, the flavor never went away. Like some of the others
it still
did. It just
go away.
Stayed.
Yeah, it's staying.
All right, we all...
You know what? Give me some of that.
He's getting more of the squid one. What is wrong with you?
I like that.
Sorry. Presley, are you upping it from a 4.5 to something else?
We always thought you were pretty odd, but maybe you just have heritage roots from China.
Maybe. You know? Maybe I'm Chinese.
Presley is secretly Chinese.
Presley is Chinese.
Oh, okay.
That's a good title for
feeling
the episode.
Feeling nauseous.
So, is this our mukbang or whatever they're called?
Sure.
Oh, what's that?
Where you just eat a whole bunch of food.
Oh, that weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're not actually. I was making a joke because we're not that. No.
Yeah, no.
All right, 3 more.
We have one more chip left. I'm going to go ahead and do that so we end with sweets because the sweets
probably are more promising.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one... we'll see. This is Lay's fried crab.
Oh, not more seafood.
Dude, you said
from China. I really didn't think this would be that bad.
This is going to be Presley's favorite.
I know this sounds very bad out of context, but the Chinese ones are the worst so far.
Yeah, they are.
There's no doubt.
So here's my thing. I've heard of fried crab. I've seen fried crab at restaurants.
I've heard of it, too.
Do you know what they do? They deep fry an entire crab, and you know what you have to do? You have to deshell it. Yeah. So what's the point of frying it?
To kill it.
To cook it.
You probably still taste the flavor just without the breading. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just weird.
My stomach is confused.
I'll take a headache. I'm doing one or two chips. There.
Then Presley can eat the whole bag.
Yeah, give me a couple, actually.
Yeah, can I just all of those, with the exception of the never mind, because you also hated the crawfish.
Yeah.
But Presley's been a little more kind on these ones than we all have.
The Chinese seafood chips.
Oh, this smells really bad.
Fried crab.
Okay, I really like seafood. Seafood and chips, I'm now convinced, should not go together.
No.
This does not smell good.
Unless
but
it's squid.
Will this be the best seafood one?
Maybe.
I doubt it, man.
Let's see. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Nope.
Hey, that tastes like fried crab.
Oh, that one's the worst so far.
No way.
I'll have a Cheeto instead.
That's better than squid.
I'll have a Cheeto instead. Oh my god, that was awful. I spit that out immediately.
They nailed the flavor.
They certainly did, and I'm not a fan.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were liking it.
Oh my god!
I respect them for how much that does taste like that.
What is that? It sucks.
That's amazing. I give them the respect they are owed. They nailed it.
Giving them respect.
That's what I was gonna say. They got the flavor on the money.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're trying
to want a chip, no.
Yeah, but if you're trying to make a vomit flavor and they get around the money, it's still vomit.
Hey, it's still
like
impressive.
Vomiting.
That would be impressive.
Yeah.
Well, they already did that with jelly beans. Oh my gosh.
Okay. 1.5.
That's a 1.5. Okay. 1.
These are worse.
Can I give something a 0? Because that's a 0.
To me, that would be a 0 too. I still feel like we have to do 1 out of 10 though.
1.
I'll give it a 3.
A 3?
Yeah, that comes after 2.
But do you like crab?
I love crab.
Okay. I don't.
Oh, I love crab too, but that is nasty.
Oh yeah, crab is good. That is awful. Presley, what are you giving?
I think the Oreos are still worse, but I'm gonna give this a 1.
Oh, I thought you said Oreos. I was like, so you do watch baseball?
Okay, that was.
I don't like
it. Yeah, that was. That was the worst one. I honestly thought the Cheetos were going to be the worst. That was awful. Next one. I didn't think I'd have to spit
out.
That
I'm kind of scared now because he said that these were going to be good.
That was rancid.
I didn't say they were all going to be good.
Oh, I know.
You said the bad ones were out of the way.
Well, I thought the frog crab wouldn't be that bad. But. Oh, my God. So the last one is it's very, very, very
tiny. Wait, the last
one,
are there not two more?
I mean two more. Okay. This is a strawberry milky bar.
Ooh.
From India. Okay. I don't know how we're going to split this up.
Just give me a tiny little portion.
I have not stopped burping for the past 10 minutes.
Strawberry Milky Bar.
It's not bad.
Sniffy.
Ooh. Sniffy. I feel like it's going to taste fake, but it's not bad.
I didn't really get to sniff, but that's fine.
Sniffy.
Say this.
Sniffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really smell like much.
It's not bad.
Splitter.
It's
got pink in the middle.
I mean, if it's strawberry.
Visual appeal. Yeah. It looks good.
Oh, so what is it? Is it like a...
I don't know. Milky Bar Choco Strawberry. I don't know.
Zach, I don't know how we're going to split this, but...
It kind of smells... Okay.
Put your mouth on the end of each
This is going to be really weird as a description. I don't know if you guys agree with this. It kind of smells like Nesquik strawberry milk.
It does.
It does.
It tastes like it smells exactly like Nesquik's strawberry milk. That's exactly what it smells like.
Ready? Set. Right. Go. Mm.
Chewy.
Milk.
I like that.
I like that too. That's pretty yummy.
The flavor combination's not for me, but it's really not that bad.
That's up there. Presley. Yes.
Yeah. I'm starting to not like strawberry very much, but that's not bad.
Mm. I love strawberry.
How do you not like strawberry?
No, the strawberry
because
I love.
It's starting to taste so fake.
I will say it does taste very fake. I love strawberry, but fake strawberries, yeah.
That might be my favorite one so far.
Wow.
Out of all of them.
So the highest you've rated anything is just a 7.
Yeah.
So would that make it like an 8 for this?
I'm giving it a, oh my gosh, I really like this.
Why did you like it?
Strawberry.
I love strawberry, and I like I guess that's white chocolate on the outside.
It's white chocolate, yeah.
Okay. I like the texture to it.
The texture was not bad. It was a bit chewy, but it wasn't anywhere near as bad as, like, the Skittles to where you're chewing for days. Yeah.
And like you said, it kind of did smell, and to me it tasted like strawberry Nesquik.
It really did.
And I loved that as a kid. It was nostalgic. I'm giving it a 9.
A 9?
Doing it.
Okay.
What did I give the Skittles?
14.
The Skittles, you gave an 8.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give this a 9.
Dang, okay.
Same reasons as Shmev.
You mean stomach pump?
Zach, what are you giving this?
I think I'm going to give this a 7.5.
I've started eating
okay,
too
so
much.
Okay, so everybody seemed to really like this, except for me, just because I just thought it was tasted a little fake, not a big fan of the flavor combination, but it wasn't bad. I gave it a 4.5.
I think, yeah, I love the strawberry. It was more so like a chewiness that threw me off. It's like had the consistency of a y'all had cow's tail before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope. But I know what you mean.
It's not an actual cow's tail.
Oh.
All right.
We're down to the last one.
No flames.
Last
make
one.
It.
Thank you,
Lord.
You saved a bad one for last.
This will be interesting.
Gummies?
This looks good, but I don't know. I don't even really know what it is.
Oh.
Actually, I still do because it says it right there. This is from Argentina.
Oh.
This is a Milka brand mousse blanco, white chocolate.
Oh, white chocolate. Mousse blanco.
I'm going to get down.
That means white in Spanish.
That it does. Mousse.
Mousse.
So it's like a moon pie. It's like a moon pie.
It literally looks like
a
white chocolate.
Oh,
that's
moon
actually
pie.
A very Nashville, Middle Tennessee thing.
Hell yeah.
I might like this. This might be my favorite.
I'm
Holy
feeling things.
Moly.
Huh? I'm feeling things.
I wonder why.
I feel weird.
Probably hallucinating from all the grilled squid.
Nah.
It might be a little hard.
Just love you some grilled squid.
Can you split that up between
I just want to say, I love how Presley ranked the grilled squid above the Snickers lime. I just want to throw that out there.
That adds up.
This is going to be hard to split.
It's fine.
Ooh, yum.
This is more stiff than a moon pie.
I'll stick that.
Yeah.
Smells pretty good.
This does smell a lot like a moon pie.
Hopefully this is a good one to end on.
Thank you.
Okay, this actually does smell good because it smells kind of Americanized.
Right, cheers, last everyone. One. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Good job today. Woo. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Ooh.
I love the texture of that.
Right. The texture is great.
Love it.
I'll say I'm not.
The flavor, though.
I actually think the flavor, it's very milky. It tastes... Yeah. It tastes very milk, like you just had some milk out of the udder. It tastes very milky.
So the wafer or the cookie that's in it, it's like, that's the one thing I don't like. You can kind of taste it. It tastes like cardboard.
And you don't like wafers that much?
I mean, I do like wafers. I don't know. It just has some weird taste to it.
I don't think that was a bad one to end on. That's not too bad.
No, that really wasn't bad. I think my main thing is that... Is if that was like a dark chocolate, I think I actually would have really liked that.
Yeah, that would be
but
good.
As a white chocolate, I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. I'm gonna give it a 5.5.
What did I put those barbecue down there?
The barbecue
or the
late night chicken barbecue one?
No, the second one, the beef chips.
Oh, the beef chips. You gave that 7.5.
Can you mark down that to a 7? Replace that and then put these at a 7.5?
No, that messes up our whole system.
Well, I have to update because I put those a little too high.
Here, how about this? When we get done, we can all change one number.
Okay.
Because that one was my favorite. That one was my favorite.
The chips? Beef chips?
No, what we just had.
Yeah, I like that.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that one was not bad. Again, I'm not a fan of white chocolate, so that hurts it.
Honestly, that's second or third favorite. I really
would
like
eat
that.
I wish it was dark. Like
I would
you said.
Go to the store and seek that out.
Yes, I would too.
For a snack.
That was
if
good.
It was dark chocolate, I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to give it an 8.
Mm.
I really like that.
Well,
whoops, I accidentally put 88.
Yeah,
I'm glad we ended on that.
We all put it at like a 1, but I put you for 88. So yeah, this one wins.
That was the brutal. One I was most confident about being at least decent.
Yeah.
Like, is white chocolate. I didn't think you could mess that up.
Yeah.
So I saved that one for last.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't bad. You know what? I was going to say, we only got 2 from South America. South America was not bad. We got
a lot better than China.
I know, for real, the Chinese ones were awful.
Would you say that you... Never mind.
Not saying that.
Presley, Zach, we still need your rating.
Okay.
Oh,
like you said, if that was dark chocolate, I think I would have liked it a lot better. But I really did like the texture of that.
Yeah.
That brings it up to a 6 for me.
To a 6, yeah.
My head feels tight.
What?
Right, it feels tight?
Yeah. It feels tight and buzzing.
Give it a 5.
5, okay.
All right.
All right, so then I guess we'll come back and do the results after this cut.
Yeah.
All right.
If I'm still alive.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I have a headache.
Evan? Evan's our list guy, so he's got the list.
Yes, let me...
Whatever, favorite ones, least favorite ones.
Okay. So, yes, so we have 13 snacks, as you know. Some of us like some of them better than others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one that came in last place, I don't think it should come as much of a surprise. Well, maybe. It was the fried crab.
Oh, okay.
That one only got a 7.5.
Out of 50.
Well, even the highest one is actually pretty middle of the pack. Like, none of these got a very high score. Like,
none of them were just outstanding.
None of them were great. I'll say the highest score didn't break 30 by much.
Wow.
So
above average.
Yeah, so, but no, the fried crab was awful. The person who liked it the most, and I'll do that for each snack,
right.
Was Shmev. Shmev gave it a 3.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the worst one.
Yes. And then at second to last place is the Oreo Peach Blossom.
Yeah, that one was,
that one was also bad, to where Shmev also liked it the best at a 3.5. Uh-huh. That one got a total of 9 points.
Strong.
Had a total of 10
like
points
that?
Because Presley decided to skew the vote. We have the grilled squid, which somehow got 10 points and only came in as the third worst.
Eat another.
Presley gave it a 4.5.
Don't eat another.
You want to take this home with you?
Presley gave it a 4.5.
We're going to throw
up. I just
want
to say... Presley, oh crap! Wait, hold on.
you would Presley, survive.
What did you give
country.
The strawberry Milky Bar? What did you give the strawberry Milky Bar?
Oh, did I not give one for that?
I think you did. I accidentally, the number got deleted.
Oh, I gave it a 9.
That was a 9? Wait. Okay.
The little tiny Milky
Bar? Yes, that was a 9.
Okay.
I love that.
That one wasn't bad.
That was my favorite.
Okay, yes. But yeah, Presley decided to give it a 4.5, which he said that he liked more than quite a few others. But anyway, next place, I cannot believe this one made it this high up. It was the Cheetos Garlic Shrimp.
That was all the way up there.
That one came only fourth to last.
I kid you
that
not.
That one technically broke the top 10.
The ones that are listening and watching, that literally smells like fish food.
It smells like
fish. Spot on.
Okay, it smells like fish food. You know who gave it the highest score? You and Presley. You each gave it a 3.
It tasted better than it smells.
Yep.
Maybe. But okay, what's funny is that we have these four, which are unbelievably low, because it's 7.5, 9, 10, 10.5. The next one jumps all the way up to a 19. Those four were easily the worst. But as we were saying, it's the last Chinese one, because it's the Lay's spicy crawfish.
I actually liked those.
That wasn't too bad. No.
Yeah, that one was. Well, Zach gave it a 7. Zach actually really likes that.
Yeah.
In fact, you put that tied for your fourth favorite.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. The next up, I think that this is a little low for it, but not that I gave it a huge score. Snickers Lime comes next.
Okay. Wow. That one wasn't
bad. That one only got 22. Just everybody put middle of the pack on it was the thing, so there wasn't anyone who said it was great. You and me were the highest with 5s.
Okay.
I
felt like 5 was pretty fair.
Yeah, I felt like 5 was fair, too. Then next is the Snickers Berry Whip. From India.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah. That one. Zach gave it a 9. He really liked that one. The rest of us were middle of the pack.
It was really close to like a 10, too.
Oh, yeah. The next one is the Skittles Squishy Clouds. That one was pretty good. Presley gave that one an 8. That was the highest score of them all. To me, I would have given that one a much higher score. That one had the potential to be the best, in my opinion. If they just changed, a couple things, that one could have been the best.
Yeah.
This sounds weird to say, but I feel like that's candy that I would see in a cartoon and wish was real.
Yeah.
I loved that.
That is fair. And now we have the top 5. Okay. So coming in 5th place is the Doritos Golden Cheese, the very first one we tried.
Those were good.
Good. All of us, except for Presley, all of us gave between a 6 to a 6.5. So we all had basically the same opinion of it. Mm. It was good, just kind of mild. Coming in 4th place was the Doritos Late Night Chicken.
Oh,
that one was Zach's favorite with an 8.
I didn't like this.
Yeah, I was gonna say Layton pulled it down a little, but then Zach pulled it back up. And now the top 3. These all broke the 30-point mark. All the other ones were below 30. These 3 are all above 30. So at 31 points in 3rd place is the Kobe Beef Chips.
This one
actually had the potential to win, except that I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I brought it down, but you all had it at like a 7, 7.5.
I would get those.
Coming in 2nd place is the Mousse Blanco, which is the last one we tried. Shmev ranked it the highest at an 8. And then at 36 points, the one that definitely came the highest was the Strawberry Milky Bar.
Up there.
Oh, yeah.
To where Shmev and Presley ranked that both at a 9. Mm. That one, the Strawberry Milky Bar, we said was the best. So, India actually did really well. They only had a couple snacks, but they were pretty good.
So the last two were the best ones. So I saved the best for last.
Yeah, you did.
What
can I say?
What do you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, and if you're curious about the, it's just funny because look at
where China's at.
China. Gosh,
bottom 3, and then Taiwan, and then China again, and then they never show up.
So
ever.
Shout out to India.
Yeah.
And Argentina.
India and Argentina.
Taiwan wasn't bad.
Taiwan
did okay.
Taiwan did okay. If they didn't have the stupid Cheetos, they would have been much better, but that was Taiwan.
And then the UK, I'd like to see more from them because this was like a good direction. I would have had this later on, I probably would have rated it higher.
Yeah, that's another thing. Depending on the order we ranked them, it kind of skewed them a little bit. But no, that was pretty good.
I want more UK, baby.
Oh, yeah,
I loved the Berry Snicker. That was my favorite one by far.
I feel like if
we had like a couple more of those so I could get a couple more bites, I might have liked that more.
Yeah.
It was just I didn't know it was going to be that small. I figured it'd be a bigger Snicker, but.
Thicker than a Snicker, baby.
Thicker than a Snicker. Well, that'll do
pee.
It. He's got a pee. He's probably going to throw up, too.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
All this water. All
right, well, Zach, it's time for your monologue.
Oh, I'm doing a monologue?
Yeah. Yep. Just, you know.
Put the squid chips down!
Press is over here still eating the dang squid chips, dude. What is wrong with you?
I literally spit out some water. Oh my god.
Dude.
Dude, take those home with you.
Marry
them. Take them home.
I gotta go, guys.
Get Presley and those chips out of here. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And let us know if you want any more of these snack type podcast mukbang type things.
Oh, I love
probably
this.
Will. This was fun.
Okay, this actually was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, well, shout out.
Just no more seafood from now on. This is our one rule. Those were all terrible. But thanks to Willy Wacky Snacks, not a sponsor. Just appreciation. So yeah, Zach, take it away. Yeah, just talk to him. Guess, it's just you guys and Zach.
I guess I'm gonna do a monologue. I'm not really sure what I'm gonna talk about here, but oh yeah, have some more of the Doritos. Yeah. Oh, yeah, take your squid. Golly. This is the part where everyone leaves the room and I stay here all awkward. Wow, what am I going to talk about? Let's see. Well, okay, here's something that's been on my mind. You know, if we want to get a little serious here for the end part, I had my dog pass away. Her name was Maggie. I want to give her a little shout out. She was a rescue dog that I got from my teacher when I was homeschooled back in the day, which is pretty wild to think about now. It was just about 6 years ago that I got her. Best dog you'd ever meet. I mean, she was like a little beagle, like blue tick hound mix. So she was always like howling and sniffing out stuff in the backyard. And, you know, it was really hard to lose her. She had gotten lymphoma, sadly. I'll have Layton put in a picture. But, you know, I wanted to just talk about her because sometimes when, you know, you watch people on social media or online or content creators, you really don't know what's going on behind their lives. Well, Maggie was behind my life, and she was always really important to me. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a sucky situation, but I'm really just giving it to God and trusting that it was the right timing. And you know what? She was in a much better place now. And yeah, I'm going to miss her though. She was part of my everyday routine. You know, I actually brought her to the studio once. That was pretty fun. But yeah, just hold on to the ones you love, y'all. It's really important, you know. And yeah, that's about all I got. This food ain't happening again. Mm-mm. No way, Shmev. I ain't doing it. Especially the fish food. Oh my gosh. Love you guys.